Hi, welcome to Soul Enlightenment Intuitives Podcast. This is Yvette, and I'm so honored that you're listening. Finding peace in the midst of grief. The state of grief confronts even the most emotionally sturdy person. So feeling like you're not able to handle what you're facing during the holidays or any particular time of your life is a challenge that we all face from time to time. As hard as it may be to accept, though, any affliction, hurt, emotional pain, or trauma you're experiencing helps to shape the person that you are today. Think about it. If you didn't go through the things that you've been through in the past, you wouldn't be here standing strong today. It would not have shaped you into the person that you are today. Making your way to the end of the tunnel says a whole lot about your ability to overcome the worst and return to a happy, calmer state of being. If, however, you're finding it especially difficult through the holiday times, especially to get through your grief on your own, I want you to try some of these strategies. I want to be able to help make your journey just a little less difficult. Your first course of action for overcoming extreme grief and pain during the holidays is acceptance. As difficult as it may sound to you right now, you'll need to take your very best shot at accepting that something has happened to you because of grief. Keep in mind that acceptance doesn't mean being nonchalant about the pain and hurt, because those are very real. Instead, tell yourself it has already happened and it is in the past. You know, you haven't been given the power to change things that have already occurred, but you can certainly change how you deal with the challenge moving forward. Dig deep within that soul to find the strength to move on. Wait, stop. What soul? I have no soul. I've been depressed. I've been crying. I can't stop thinking about this person or the situation that I've lost. My pet. I'm dead inside. What soul? Trust me. I get it. You're awake now, right? You're breathing now, right? You have a lot more than many that didn't wake up today. They didn't have the opportunity to open their eyes and see another day. Even if you feel you have no soul left and you have nothing left inside, trust me, you have an ounce of something inside. I'm going to repeat it. Dig deep within your soul to find the strength to help you move on just a little bit at a time. It doesn't have to happen right away. You can take small steps every single day. No one's judging you. I want you to try to seek the help of someone that is completely disconnected from your circumstances. They're a neutral party and they have no emotional attachment to what you're going through. Number two, healing. It is so important to spend time doing things that bring relaxation, that will eliminate the stress that you're able to cope as the days go by. Spend some time in meditation, solitude. Just relax. You don't always have to tune out your thoughts. Sometimes just sitting in your feelings and allowing them will help you find that equilibrium that you're looking for. Exercise. Physical activity encourages your body to release endorphins that lift your mood and they help you feel better. Yeah, I've heard the same thing too. Endorphins, work out, you feel happy. But guess what? It's true because I've tried it. Well, if you don't want to work out, you don't have to. But how about if you try dancing? Doesn't mean you have to go out dancing. You can be in the comfort of your own home, put on your favorite song, work up a sweat, get that heartbeat going, and trust me, those endorphins will be flying. You'll feel better. Try it. This one is extremely important. I'm guilty of this. And I am so happy to share this very important fact. I want you to forgive yourself for whatever responsibility that you have assumed for the outcome of the situation. Try to accept that life's happenings are under the guidance of a greater being. I should have said that. I should have did this. Maybe I shouldn't have went this route. Maybe I should have made a different decision. It was all my fault. I want you to stop that right now. If you need to forgive yourself, forgive yourself. But there are things happening under the guidance of a greater being. Thanksgiving, especially during a time of grief. I want you to spend some time reflecting on all the different experiences you've had in the past that have been such a blessing to you. If you commit to putting aside your feelings for just a moment, you'll realize how much you truly have to be thankful for. Sometimes, our blessings outweigh the tragedies without you even knowing. Now, that doesn't take away from the fact that you're having pain. You're missing your mom. You're missing your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your auntie, a pet, a significant other. It doesn't take away from that. But I want you to think about all the wonderful things that happened during the time that you were in the experience. Make a list of all those positives that you've experienced and witnessed in your life. I want you to think about those blessings. Think about those happy times until they become engraved in your conscious thought. Do you know how fortunate you are to have even experienced such a wonderful, enriching blessing? Try to identify the lesson in the midst of what you're experiencing and express some gratitude for it. Finding peace in the midst of grief will be difficult at the beginning, and there really are no rules for how long you should take to heal. Like I always say, time is our friend. Even though time waits on no one, it continues to move forward. Sounds a little backwards, right? How could time be my friend when time is always leaving me? Time never looks back, continues to move forward. But the blessing and the kindness in all of this is, as time moves forward, so does the days, the minutes, the seconds, the hours, the months, the weeks, the years. And as time moves forward, it allows you to heal. It allows you to grieve. It allows you to take your time and go at your own pace. It allows you to sit in your feelings and not be judged. So trust me, time is your best friend. There is a season for everything. Your feelings of hurt and pain and the emotional trauma of missing someone or something or a situation, it won't last forever, even though it feels like it. Find someone that you can speak to, again, that is unbiased and neutral, and that can even just offer a listening ear or a shoulder to cry on. Reach out, get some air, work out, journal, listen to music. If you practice these strategies, it will help you. It'll help you a little bit at a time. You don't have to do them all. You can do one at a time. And don't push yourself. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And most of all, love yourself. Here's to happy listening. Feel free to leave any comments or any type of suggestions. Let me know what you've done to help yourself feel happier, especially in this time of the holiday season. Leave comments, send a message. I'm open for it. And thank you for listening.